When I'm asked to speak, to preach, I always spend as many months as there are asking God what he wants me to say. And this whole theme has been about people choosing a favorite song and then looking back at the Bible reference for that and really sort of earthing the song where it comes in the Bible. And I found it a really inspirational theme of talks. I've really, really enjoyed it. And I've prayed and I've kept saying, Lord, which song shall I choose? Because my problem is I have so many favorites. And I got nowhere and I got nothing. And about 10 days ago, I was still nowhere and had absolutely nothing. And then I did choose a song. Then I found out that Angela's doing it in 2 weeks' time. And then I thought, oh, what am I going to do? And then I saw on a piece of paper on the dining table, permission to teach a new song that I really, really like. And I thought, well, that's interesting, because actually that's what's been on my heart all the way through, to sing a new song. And those verses, I don't know if you noticed it, but that's Psalm 96 and Psalm 98, both tell us to sing a new song. And I looked up that little phrase in the concordance, and there are actually 10 references or so through the Bible in far-flung books. I was surprised. There's a reference in Exodus and one in Isaiah. All sorts of references telling us, sing a new song. So that's a good place to pause for a moment and just say, in your table groups, in pairs, just tell each other for a moment something new that you like. And then we'll hear what a couple of those are. That's probably enough time. Okay, we'll just go around each table and have a couple of things yelled out. Helen's table. You like new custard? Oh, okay. Helen didn't used to like custard, but now she does. That's a new food that she likes. This table, something new that you like.
New spring flowers.
Yeah, definitely. Rich's table, something new. Yeah, new clothes. Thank you, Janet. I'm with you there. Rita, your table? She's saying a brand new chick she held. Yes. Rob, your table, something new that you like? Wow, so new babies. Oh, wow. So that's new lambs. Yes. Lorna, your table, anything there that's liked? New mercies. Yeah, amen.
New places to go.
Yep, new places to go. I'm surprised nobody said new cars. I know if Elaine was here this evening, Elaine would be saying about her new car. And I was thinking, if I look at something like my wardrobe, there are old favourites that I love. And I know Jean's talking tonight about an old favourite song that we love. And then for me in my wardrobe, there's all the in-between stuff that is boring. It's not an old favourite. It's not vintage. It's just boring. And then there's something new. And I get excited about something new. And I thought, you know, God knows the state of our hearts. And often a lot of the truths that we sing are old truths, aren't they? They are truths that we know very, very well. And the new song we're going to sing in a moment it's an old truth, but it is put in a new way. And I just think God loves that, because we come to it with a newness and a freshness. And I know it enables us to bring something new of ourselves. Also, the other little thing I just wanted to share, in my quiet time, you've probably been brought up as I was brought up, that you should read your Bible and pray every day. And I do. But being a girl and a real multitasker, I am capable of thinking about other things through most of what I do. And for me, you know, I can read the Bible and it can actually not touch me. I often have to read a bit over and over to concentrate. With praying, I have to make sure that I come to that with a newness or it gets stale. And with songs as well, I do like to have a daily time of worship. And I find that if I sing songs that I'm familiar with, I don't actually engage with the songs. I can stand and sing songs, and I'm thinking about Sainsbury's and what I'm teaching tomorrow, and I've gone. New songs hold me because I don't know them very well, so I have to concentrate very, very hard. So I think God loves the freshness of us bringing a new song. I think he's a creator God, and he's put that creativity within us, so he loves something new. But I think also for me, I personally need new things. So we are going to start with a block of songs. The first one you don't know at all, it's brand new, and the other two are moderately new. I will love it, and I hope you do too.